Calm, natural pace. Welcome. Today we'll work through the SBY approach. Tighten a Tom Phil in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes. Say that line to yourself now. SBY approach. Tighten a Tom Phil in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes. Use it as your checklist as we go. Overview. We'll take a raw Tom Phil, shape attack and tone with livestock devices, add a short, dark room vibe, then resample and tighten the result so you end up with a compact, DJ-ready Tom Phil that sits in a drum and bass mix. What you'll build? A 1-2-bar Tom Phil resample to a final audio clip with punchy transients, focused mids, and a smoky ambience. Tools we'll use: drum rack or simpler slash sampler, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, gate, reverb and echo on returns, utility and lives resampling plus warp editing. Step 1. Prepare the raw material. Load a tom into a drum rack or simpler, or drop a raw tom fill audio clip. Program a 1 or 2 bar fill at ENB tempo around 170-176 BPM. Set the clip length and solo the tom so you can focus on processing. Step 2. The SBY style shaping chain. Insert EQ8 first. High pass around 40-60 HE to remove rumble, add a gentle bell boost in the 150-400 HE band to fatten the punch, and roll off a few dB above 8-10 kHz to keep the sound smoky. Keep changes conservative, think plus or minus 3-6 dB. Example, HP at 50 HC, plus 3 dB at 220 HC, Q equals 1.0, minus 3 dB shelf at 9 kHz. Next, put drum bus after the EQ. Use a small amount of drive, nudge transient up by plus 1 to plus 4 to sharpen attack, and add a touch of distort or crunch if you want grit. Watch the boom control so low end stays under control, keep any boosted lows under 60 HE. Drum bus is the quick, musical way here to make the tom hit tighter. Add a saturator after drum bus in soft clip mode with 1-3 dB of drive for warmth. If you want more grit, push harder and trim output. Follow with glue compressor. Ratio around 3:1 to 4:1, medium fast attack 210 ms, medium release 0.10.5 s. Aim for around 2-4 dB of gain reduction to glue the tone without killing transients. Optionally insert a gate to shorten tails. Set threshold so the sustain drops, and use a fast release around 50-150 ms for snap. Step 3. Create the smoky room without washing transients. Put reverb on a return channel. Use a small to medium size, decay around 1.0-1.8 seconds, and pre-delay of 20-40 ms. That pre-delay keeps the initial hit clear. Diffusion higher, and low pass or high cut the reverb around 4-6 kHz to keep it dark. High pass the reverb return at tilde 200-300 HE with EQA to avoid low frequency smear. Send the tom to this return subtly. Aim for about 6-12%, send 12 to minus 20 dB so you get smoke, not cavernous tails. If you want movement, add an echo return with short delay times or a gentle ping-pong between 50-120 ms, low feedback under 20%, and a high-cut filter, so it sits as space, not wash. Step 4. Resample the processed fill. Create a new audio track named Resample Tom Fill. Set its audio from to resampling, arm it, and set monitor off. Solo your Tom track S and hit arrangement record while the section plays. This captures the processed output, including your returns if you want the ambience baked in. Quick tip: bypass any master limiter or unwanted master processors before resampling so you don't glue unwanted squash into the file. Step 5. Tighten timing and transient behavior on the resampled audio. Double-click the recorded clip and enable warp. Choose beats mode for percussive material, and set transient preservation to a short value like 1/16 or 1/32 so tails tighten. If beat smears the hit, try complex, but beats usually keeps punch. Quantize by creating warp markers at hit transients and dragging them to the grid. For SBY style urgency, nudge hits slightly the head of the grid, typically 110 ms, but be subtle. Use clip gain envelopes to pull down any late tail peaks by a few dB to enhance perceived tightness. Step 6. Layering and final polish. Duplicate the resampled clip into two layers. Layer A is the main punch, small EQ boost in 150-400 HC, and optionally another light drum bus or saturator. Keep this layer mono or slightly narrow. Layer B is the room, low pass around 4-6 kHz, lower level by about minus 6 dB, heavier reverb or a longer return, and offset it by 10-30 ms for depth. Group the layers and add a glue compressor with a fastish attack tilde 5 ms, release 0.2-0.5 s, and around 2-3 dB of gain reduction. Use a final EQ 8 to HPF at 35-45 hc and clean up any ragged highs. Use utility to set width, keep punch centered, widen the ambience layer to tilde 105-130%. When satisfied, resample the group to a single audio file using the same resampling method so you have a one-shot you can drop into arrangements. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overcompress. Too slow attack or heavy gain reduction kills punch. Avoid baking too much reverb into the main layer. Bake ambience on a separate layer if possible. Use Beats Warp for percussive audio. Complex can smear. Always high-pass reverb returns to prevent low-end clouding. And don't overdo saturation. Keep transient clarity in mind. Pro tips: use reverb pre-delay around 20-40 ms to let transients breathe. Keep parallel channels, one dry/punch and one ambient, so you can independently control smoke and hit. Drum bus transient knob is a fast, musical way to emphasize attack. Small time nudges, 3-8 ms ahead. At urgency, put a gate after your reverb return for short, gated tails when you need tightness. Save the final sample with tempo and bit depth in the name for quick recall. Mini practice exercise. Target 15-25 minutes. 1. Load a tom into Simpler and program a 1-bar 16th note fill at 174 BPM. 2. Chain EQ 8 drum bus saturator glue compressor on the tom track. 3. Make a reverb return with 30 ms pre-delay, 1.4 s decay, and high cut at 5 kHz. Send the tom 8-12%. 4. Resample to a new audio track. 5. Warp in beats mode. Sap hits to grid. Nudge the first two hits plus 4 ms. 6. Duplicate. Keep one bright and punchy HPF 50 hc. Boost tilde 220 hc. Make the other darker LPF 5 kHz. Longer reverb. Offset at 18 ms. 7. Group. Lightly glue compress and export a single WAV. Recap. You've learned how to shape tom transients and tone with EQ and drum bus. Add a short, dark reverb for smoky room character. Resample the processed fill. Tighten timing with warp. And stack punch and smoke into a single usable one-shot. The SPY feel comes from controlled attack, focused mids, and a hint of dark ambience. Small changes add up. Final notes on workflow and headroom. Keep peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS before resampling so your processors have headroom. If you need dry and ambient separate, resample them separately. Use HPFs on returns and trims/fades on final WAVs to avoid clicks. Name your file clearly with BPM and bit depth. That's it. Now try the mini exercise, trust subtle moves, and you'll be making tight, smoky tom fills that cut through a drum and bass mix.